My name is Katie Ledham, and I am currently a board member on IAPS.
Good morning, I'm Rose Sloan. I'm currently a board member of IAPS.
Good morning, my name is Sean Whalen. I'm the president of the National Association of Blind Students, and thank you, Brianna, and thanks, IAPS, for inviting me.
Good morning, my name is Austin Majors. I don't have a position.
I'm Nancy Gardner, and I'm on the scholarship.
I am.
Good morning, it's Julia Chang,
and I'm secretary.
Get it back.
Good morning, it's Adrian Falconer. I am a member of IAPS, but I do not know of a board position currently. Not yet.
Morning, my name is Patrick Olson.
Hello, my name is Byron Lee. I'm recording and streaming.
Hello, my name is Nadia Montanez, and I'm nothing.
Sorry. It's early in the morning. I am a part of NFB. I forgot what I even did.
I'm not that old, dude.
Hey, good morning, buddy. It's Chris Jekyll, first vice president of IAPS.
Hi, I'm Emma Meyer.
I'm Kathy Randall. I'm a member of the NFB for not since 1982. I've changed my status. I'm on the scholarship committee and I'm president emeritus of the NFB of Illinois.
I'm Debbie Stein. I chair the scholarship committee and I'm on the IAPS board as a liaison with the state board.
I'm David Meyer, Chicago chapter president, NFBI.
I'm Denise Avant. I'm the first vice president of the affiliate.
Hi, I'm Sarah Lena, and I currently don't have a position on the board, but hopefully by the end of this meeting I will.
Hi, my name is Salam, and I'm one of the scholarship winners.
Hi, I'm Samantha. I'm also one of the scholarship winners.
I'm Steve Estella, Chicago Chapter Treasurer, and sometimes recording engineer.
Hi, everybody. I'm Glenn. Morning, everyone. I'm glad you made it out so early. So I usually say that I'm affiliate treasurer. That won't be the case after today, but I am, since we're at the IAPS breakfast, I am the IAPS student treasurer. I do plan to stay there. And I'm also a junior at Columbia College, Missouri, studying business administration.
Good morning, everyone. I'm still filled with hope, energy, and love. And I am your national rep, Everly Harrison.
Patty Chang, president.
I'm Bill Reed. I'm president of the Ferris Wheel Chapter in Springfield and Jacksonville. And I am also coordinating our efforts in Illinois to build the federation.
Nellie Domino, parent.
Nick Domino, board member for IAPS.
Deja Powell, I am a student, a PhD student.
Good morning, this is Francisco Chang, and I'm full of enthusiasm this morning.
This is Barry Joe from Joliet, 90 Mohawk.
Jenny Blanchard, Blackhawk Chapter President.
Leah Slidham, Blackhawk Chapter Board Member.
Okay, well, I believe that is everyone, unless I missed someone.
Francisco, hey, do this when you get a minute. I got him.
We're going to go ahead and get started with our treasurer's report. I don't want to catch you mid-bite, but I'm going to. So.
Okay, so I'm reading some notes here that were in a spreadsheet. They look a little different now. Okay, so the pre-convention count for the Treasury, let's see.
Fantastic job, as usual.
Thank you, Bree. So our big fundraiser this year, as most of you know, we sold hats that had the new logo on them. And we originally...
What did it say? What does it say?
It doesn't say anything. It just has the logo on it. We wanted to fit the whole thing, but we wanted to make it simple so we don't press people more. I think it went well. But we originally purchased 200 hats in beige, red, and navy, and then we distributed them. Our biggest sales were at National. Thank you for everybody who helped with that. That fundraiser was originally funded in whole by the state affiliate, so once we break even, then we'll start making money, but I think we broke in even.
Probably after this convention, but okay. You still got cats at our home.
Oh, all right. But yeah, that's going well. I can get exact figures from Glenn. And then the other thing that we did, we fundraised during this convention. Most of you went to IFS Idol. Thanks for coming out. We made $285. Right. And that will go towards activities. And then we also did IFS Tips. Which I have not gotten a figure for, But that was just us, like, running around, getting coffee, like, helping with suitcases. And then we also did the 50-50 raffle. And then, does anyone have a number on that? Okay, well, we will figure that out later. But it went well, so thank you, anybody that helped. Thank you, Julia, that's great. Next, I'm going to pass it to Rose with the mentoring committee.
Good morning, everyone. So with the mentoring committee, we had monthly conference calls, and what we did was we matched students with different mentors. So we really took a different approach than we did in years past. And instead of just arbitrarily sort of matching people together based on, you know, what Rose Sloan and a few little other people think might be the best match possible, we instead interviewed potential people to see if they even wanted a mentor in the first place. And then we gave them options about what kind of mentors they could have, whether it was someone who was in their potential career field or a peer mentor, because sometimes peer mentors are just as helpful as other mentors who are, you know, a few generations older than us. We have over 20 pairs of mentor-mentee relationships, and although it took a while, I can say from personal experience that me and my mentee have really hit it off, and I hope that it will be a long-lasting relationship. And I just want to thank everyone who, you know, came in on the conference calls, and thank everyone who was a mentor and who was a mentee. I look forward to passing this off to Adrian for the next term. So thanks, everyone, and yay mentoring!
The chair of that committee, even with your new busy schedule. And thank you to Adrian for stepping up, and she is now the new chair of the mentoring committee. Glenn, are you ready now?
Well, I can just use this time to thank all of my board members. It's been a great year. We've accomplished a lot. I'll talk more about it in my presidential report. Julia, Rose, Chris, Katie, Nick, Jimmy Dickman, who's not here today. Of course, Glenn, getting ready over there. Debbie, yes, I can't forget about Debbie. You guys have been a great board. Yes, and people who consistently call in, such as Denise and Patty and Adrian. We appreciate it.
Okay,
Brie. Okay, I can move the mic.
All right, everybody. That's what I've been waiting for. So the total of the IF Treasury at the beginning of 2014 was $2,293.60. We've had a few activities over the years, or over the year. We've had our Midwest meetup, and we sold plenty of hats and some t-shirts still. Let's see. The count as of today, including money that was earned at convention, is $2,708. And I can tell you what we got at convention. IAB's Idol brought in $285. IAB's tips so far $48.93, but it's not too late, folks, to pop that up a little bit. We sold two hats, one travel pack, and $245 in IAP raffle tickets.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, Glenn. Patty moves. Julia second. We have a motion to approve the minutes. All in favor? Oh, sorry. Sorry. We have a motion to approve the treasurer's report. All in favor? Say aye. All opposed? Say nay. All opposed? Say nay. All right, the motion is carried. They're approved. The treasurer's report is approved. So I would like to move on to my presidential report. This has been my first year as president. I became president when Ms. Rose Sloan stepped down as president. Like I said, my board has been wonderful. We've had a number of successful events within the past year. My first event as president was planning a spring seminar. We had our own student seminar here in Illinois for the first time, and this is something I'm extremely proud of. And we could not have had the success that we had at this event without the help of all of my board and without the participation of our friends in Indiana. Although none of them could make it to this convention throughout the past year, Chris Meyer, Riley Robinson, Sarah Meyer, Jacob Ayers, and all of the INABS, Indiana Association of Blind Students, have participated in our events, helped plan the events, and been great partners to IABS. So, though they're not here, thank you for that. In addition to the spring seminar, we also hosted an event called the Midwest Meetup. This is an event I'm especially proud of because of all the planning that had to go into it. It was meant as a recruiting event to draw in new students who perhaps hadn't heard of IAS or the NSB. We originally intended for it to be at the Indiana Dunes, but we had to do some last-minute planning to make everything work, and we had it here in Chicago at the beach, and it turned out to be a really fun day and great event. I believe all the Freedom Link kids came, and as well as a few people, and some new people from Indiana came. And again, the Indiana students supported us with that event. So it's been a great partnership with them. Of course, we've had our fundraising committee. As you heard, we have been selling hats this past year. We've also had our mentoring committee, which has updated and paired mentees with mentors and peer mentors, which has been great. I believe that's the second or third year of that program, and I'm happy to say that it's going well. And we're passing it off to Adrian Falconer coming up this year. So congratulations, Adrian. And I would like to specifically thank Adrian for always calling into our meetings and being great, even though she is not currently on the board. So thank you for that. Thank you. And I have one more thing that happened that I conducted as president, and that is last night we had a quorum, and it was voted that purple is the official color of IAB. So, Julia, make sure that's in the minutes.
I'm wearing purple.
Yes, purple, everyone. That is our color. And on that note, I would like to thank everyone once again. Thanks, Dan. That is the conclusion of my report as president, and we can move on to elections. Oh, well, motion to approve the president's report.
So moved.
Second. In a motion and a second, all in favor of approving the president's report, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay.
Nay.
All opposed, say nay. Well, despite one naysayer, the motion is carried. The president's report has been approved. And now we can move on to elections. First up is the position of IAB's president.
I nominate Brianna Lilliman as president.
Okay, I'm going to step down. I can no longer run these elections.
Okay,
I'll be running it from now. Brianna Lilliman Smith has been placed in nomination. Are there any more nominations? Are there any more nominations?
I was giving it some time.
Are there any more nominations? As there are no more nominations, I move to vote Brianna Lilliman by acclamation.
Move. Second.
Okay, I've heard a second.
All in favor to vote Brianna Lilliman by acclamation for President of IAB, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Okay, Brianna Lilliman, you are president.
Well, thank you. Moving on to the position of first vice president, do we have any nominations for first vice president?
I nominate Katie Winham. I accept.
She accepts. Do we have any more nominations for first vice president? Do we have any more nominations for first vice president? Any nominations for first vice president?
Second.
We have a motion to, we have a motion to elect Katie by acclamation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. All opposed say nay. We have moved, or we have accepted Katie as first vice president. Congratulations! Next is the position of second vice president. Are there any nominations for second vice president?
I nominate Nadia Montanez.
We have a nomination for Nadia Montanez. Nadia, do you accept?
Yes, I do.
She accepts. Do we have any more nominations for the position of first vice or second vice president?
I nominate Sarah Luna.
We have a nomination for Sarah Luna. Sarah, do you accept?
Yes.
She accepts.
After many, many hours of arguing, this is the only conclusion we came to have it.
Okay, so we're going to begin with Nadia because she was nominated first. Nadia, you have 30 seconds to share why you would like to be.
Hi, my name is Nadia. I really love IAB's, and IAB's is a very, very, very good organization. I know if y'all elect me, I can make a very valuable contribution. Thank you.
What? Thank you, Nadia. Sarah, you have 30 seconds.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I think you should vote for me because I'm loud and I'm fun and I'm full of enthusiasm for IAB, and my favorite color happens to be purple. Come on now, how could you not?
Okay. Thank you, Sarah and Nadia. Just as a reminder, the people who are eligible to vote are the people who have paid dues to Julia and received a chip. So if you have not paid dues, you cannot vote. We're going to begin with a voice vote. So we'll start with Nadia. All those who wish Nadia as second vice president, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. All those who wish Sarah to be second vice president, say aye.
Aye. That didn't work.
Get the balance going. I'll be handing out ballots to everybody who has a poker chip. If you would like to vote for Nadia, please tear off one corner. If you'd like to vote for Sarah, please tear off two corners.
Yeah, that was fun. It was so much fun.
Oh,
so
Okay. Did I miss anybody's ballot?
Good morning, everybody.
Treasurer. Do we have any nominations for treasurer?
I accept my nomination.
We have a nomination for Nadia. Nadia, do you accept? Nadia accepts the nomination. Are there any more nominations? Nadia, you have 30 seconds to share why you'd like to be treasurer.
Quite a long history. Which is good.
Hi, everybody. I'm Nadia. I would love to be treasurer because I feel like I can help, and I feel like I can make a valuable contribution to this position, and I hope y'all choose me. I think I could really make a difference.
Glenn, you have
30
seconds to share why you'd like to be treasurer.
Thank you. I am treasurer for the last year and state affiliate treasurer for the last few years. I wish to continue to care for the finances of our organization and ensure that we have what we need to do all the good things that we want to do.
Thank you both, Nadia and Glenn. We are going to begin with a voice vote. All in favor of electing Nadia as treasurer, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. All in favor of electing Glenn, say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. Glenn, you are our treasurer once again. moving on to the the position of secretary. Are there any nominations for secretary?
I nominate Adrian Falconer.
She accepts the nomination. Do we have any nominations for secretary? Any nominations for secretary? Any more nominations for secretary?
I move that we vote Adrian Falconer by acclamation.
We have a motion to vote Adrian by acclamation. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. All opposed, say nay. Congratulations, Adrian. You are secretary. Now we move on to board position number one. This is a 2-year term with IAB. Do we have any nominations for board member one?
Could I ask a question?
Yes.
Who's it currently being held by?
Debbie Stein.
I nominate Debbie Stein.
Debbie, do you accept? Debbie accepts the nomination. Do we have any more nominations for board position one? Any more nominations? Any more nominations for board position one? Okay.
I move the acclamation.
Okay. Second. We have a motion to accept Debbie by acclamation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. All opposed say nay. Debbie, congratulations. We're happy to have you back. Moving on to board position number two. This is also a 2-year position.
I nominate Nadia.
Nomination for Nadia Montanez. Okay. Any more nominations?
Nadia, do you accept?
Nadia, do you accept?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Any more nominations? Any more nominations? Any more nominations?
Move that.
Okay, we have a motion to accept, vote Nadia by acclamation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. All opposed say nay. Congratulations,
yes.
Nadia.
Yes.
Yes, we're excited to have you on the board. Okay. Moving on to board position number three. This is a 1-year term with IABS. Do we have any nominations for board member number three? Nick, do you accept?
I do. Alright.
He accepts. Are there any more nominations for board member number three? Any more nominations?
Move the
affirmation thing. Okay. All in favor of voting in Nick by acclamation, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. All opposed, say nay. Congratulations, Nick. We are also allowed to say aye. Okay, we have one board position left. Again, this is a 1-year board position. Do we have any nominations for this 1-year board position?
I nominate Julia Chang.
We have any more nominations for board position number four? Any more nominations? Any more nominations?
I move that acclamation thing.
Okay. All in favor of voting in Julia by acclamation, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. All opposed, say nay. Congratulations, Julia. Thank you all so much.
I have a question.
Can I say something?
Yes.
And then Everly's got a question, and I'll guess.
Okay.
I think I'm going to say mine first because I know what Everly's question is. Okay.
All right. You know, this is a really new board, and it's really exciting. I love what you guys have done with the slate. I do want to have one point that I want to make, and I know I'm outgoing state president, but when you're on this board, there are responsibilities, and that means that you got to
before anything else, attend at least most of the meetings. I remember that if you don't, the president does have the option of assuming that you don't want your position and holding a special election. We haven't exercised that in the past with this many new people. Please, please make sure that you keep up with when the meetings are and the on the meetings so that we always have a quorum. Everly, your turn.
Okay, first I want to say congratulations to all the officers. I think that you have made a commitment by accepting, and we want to see that commitment followed up during the year. Thank you so very much. But I do have a question. What is the reason you repeat? Are there
twice?
Or nay. Nay. Is there a reason?
No, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to do it once. And I've never heard you do that before.
Oh, well, that's okay. Well, now nay for Naperville. Okay, thank you. You're doing a great job. Thank you.
That's right.
I've never heard of
I just have one comment. First of all, congratulations to everyone, but in particular, congratulations to Sarah, Luna, and Nadia Montanez. Both of these are from our Freedom Link program. NFBI in the student division. Congratulations.
Very good.
Yes, thank you. I'm also excited about our board. Before we schedule the next meeting, I wanted to pass off the mic to someone who left the board to say a couple words.
Good morning, everyone. It's Rose again. This is like the first time I've been at one of these IABS breakfasts and either haven't been, you know, holding a current position and keeping it or just running for another new position. I specifically want to address the new people on the board. I remember, probably about 5 years ago or so, someone by the name of Ronza Offman gave me a call. She told me that this group called IABS was going to have a committee to amend the Constitution. I was like, okay. I like constitutions, so maybe I can do this. It seemed like something pretty small. And eventually I decided to run for second vice president and then eventually became president. But, you know, IABS has been such a big part of my life for the last, 4 years. And I just want to let everyone know that I'm sincerely going to miss it. But please, 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 just because I'm no longer on the board does not mean that I am not a resource. I want everyone to feel free to contact me either via email or via phone at any time, and not just to IABS, but to the whole Illinois affiliate. If you ever need any type of legislative update or anything, I'm happy to come on a call. So just want to let you guys know that although I'm stepping back, I'm still here for you.
Aww.
Yes, thank you, Rose, and thank you so much for everything that you have done for IABS and everything you've done for me. I know that I wouldn't be involved if it weren't for you. So, thank you so much.
And you've been doing a wonderful job. I forgot to mention
that. Oh, great. Okay. I'm just going to pass the mic off to Chris, who has also left us as first vice president.
You know you can't get away with anything.
I kind of want to echo just some things that have already been said to the new members. This is a really great opportunity for you to kind of direct what the students do and the contribution that they make in the larger scope of not only the National Association of Blind Students, but with the NFBI. It is a great, great thing. And, you know that. I can confess I haven't always been on calls, which I've tried to get better at. I was on most of them.
I'll take it. I know what that means.
But the thing is that, you know,
stop
you can...
Stop making confessions.
Okay, listen, I'm just going to talk, just confess everything I've done wrong for the last 10 years starting right now. But you know, the one thing that, you know, I always felt really good about, you know, personally with IAPS was that, you know, all the projects that we did, you know, the committees that I participated on, you know, it really did mean a lot to me. And I'm very proud of the work that our group did, not only in the last year, but, you know, I was to all the board members, I started out as a board member myself. So, you know, if you have higher aspirations, I encourage you, go for it. But, you know, it's good to learn sort of how everything works. It's good to learn, you know, how the committees work. And you know, again, we have probably the best, can't even say enough good things about our board this year. You know, Rose is a great president. Bree's done a fantastic job. I mean, you know, Rose has obviously huge shoes to fill. So, it's been a blast, and I have nothing but the utmost respect for the current board members. And I hope, or excuse me, the new ones, I wish you all the best of luck. And, you know, I'm always an email or phone call away if I can offer any sort of feedback or advice. So... And, you know, make sure treat the teens good at teens thing. That's, okay, thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
Yo,
so I gotta confess. When I was in eighth grade,
thank you.
You have been a constant support to me. You've done so much for IAPS. You've been so reliable and great, and we have been so lucky to have you, and congratulations on moving on with your life. Congratulations on moving on, but we will miss you. You are still around. Okay, good. Again, I would just like to thank, well, this is my first time thanking Sean Whalen for being with us today to represent the National Association of Black Students. I would just like to pass the mic off to him to speak about our National Association.
Thank you, Brianna. Thank you, everybody. I'll keep it pretty brief, but I do want to take the opportunity to talk a little bit about NAD. So as most of you heard yesterday, I kind of talked a little bit about like why we do what we do, but now I just want to kind of punch through some of the mechanics of how NAD functions and how all you IAD students can be more integrally involved with that, which is really something that we're trying to strive for. So, as you probably know, NABS is the National Association of Blind Students. It's a division of the National Federation of the Blind. And here's where it gets a little bit different from IABS or WABS or OABS or CABS. We don't have an affiliate that's associated with us. We are associated just with the national organization and the entire movement and effort. So one thing that's really important and one thing that we're striving to be better at is really bringing together all the local state student divisions and try and coordinate our efforts more. And a couple places where I think this is really possible and where our efforts could be magnified and go a longer way, one I touched on yesterday, but I'll bring it up again because I think to my mind it's the most immediately it's the place where we can have the biggest immediate impact, and that is on the TJAC legislation. So NABS has put together a team. We haven't officially got this signed off on, but I'm quite certain it's going to be happening. So Justin Salisbury is going to be working with me and Garrett Mooney and a couple other folks to coordinate efforts around the TJAC. And one of the things I mentioned yesterday that we're really interested in doing with that is collecting stories from students or people who were once students talking about either how inaccessible technology hindered their education, damaged their education, or also stories about how having equal access and accessible technology enhanced your education and made folks feel like they were competing on a level playing field with everybody else. So those stories are what we're trying to collect to have for Washington seminars, so our legislative affairs folks and our students who are in attendance can take them to legislators and their staffers and give them a real concrete example of somebody in their state or district who's impacted by this important issue so they can put a face to it, which honestly, I think, you know, Rose and anyone else here who's worked in legislative affairs type stuff can vouch for. It goes a long way for a member to see that there's one of their constituents who this is impacting. So that is one thing. We're also with Derek Manners, who is a newly elected member of the NABS board and is our chair of fundraising. I don't know if he's contacted any of you in this room yet. If he hasn't, look out. It's coming. He's really trying to build a more nationally based fundraising effort for NABS so we can potentially look at doing some things like helping with financial assistance to get students to national conventions or Washington seminars when maybe affiliates can't help out with that. We'd like to potentially be able to provide some financial resources to make that stuff happen too. So those are kind of two things where I think we have an opportunity to really pull things together nationally. Coming up here in November, we're going to have the first reinstated state president's conference call. So we're hoping to have folks from all the state student divisions or representatives from states where we don't have divisions on the call to kind of keep things coordinated and so we can all learn from each other what's working. You know, in Illinois, you can tell folks in Wisconsin, maybe give them some suggestions and maybe pick up some stuff from other states too. So that's what we're looking at. And just one note I would make when thinking about kind of integrating and coordinating efforts across student divisions. So obviously here in IABS, you guys have an excellent relationship with your affiliate. And that's, I think, a wonderful model for student divisions across the country to try and follow. And I think, I can't even emphasize the difference I see in student divisions when the affiliate is really invested in student leadership and student programs. And that's obviously the case here with, you know, Debbie on the board and a commitment from Patty. Much respect for that, and I wish that all states kind of had that same visible commitment to the students. But in a lot of places, there's fewer students and there's fewer resources, and making a more nationalized student effort, I think, is a really good way to draw in the couple students in Idaho or Wyoming or Rhode Island who don't really have maybe a place to turn where they can put in their effort and work on these issues that are important to all of us. Give them an outlet where they can see that what they're doing matters and that they're contributing to the greater cause. So that's another piece of it. So just real briefly, and at the end of this spiel, I'm going to give you my cell phone number and contact information, so if you want it to be prepared to take it down, just let me know. Just quickly on the mechanics of how NABS functions, basically we break up our work into committees. We have a fundraising committee, obviously, that I mentioned, that Derek is chairing. It's pretty self-explanatory what they do. We have the Student Slate Committee, which efforts to put out a quarterly newsletter that contains just articles of interest to blind students and really anybody. It warms my heart when Debbie clips our articles and puts them in Future Reflections and gets them out to a wider audience. But that's something we're working on. It's honestly fallen short a little bit recently. So if people are interested in writing content or have ideas of people who could, I would definitely love to hear about it. Moving on, we've got a membership committee. We do bi-monthly membership calls. We're trying to shift those and make them more topical and better organized and advertised. So that's something where if you have ideas, like be it standardized testing accommodations, how to access math as a blind person, any kind of specific issues, we're hoping to really bump up the attendance on these calls and then record them and archive them and make them more useful for students everywhere. Finally, we have a communications committee, which basically just tries to manage our social media presence and puts out the monthly NABS notes updates that I hope most of you see. If you don't, send me an email and we'll be glad to get you on the list. And that's basically the committee structure. And the reason I mention it is because if any of that sounds remotely interesting to you, we would love to have you on board helping out with the committees. And We're not just looking for people to come in so we can insert you into roles and tell you what to do. We are looking for people to come in who have ideas about what you think we as students should be doing to move the cause of the NFB forward. So I really just urge everybody to get involved and bring not just a willingness to work, but bring your ideas and your suggestions of how to make things better, because that's really what we need to make this go round. So last thing I'll say before dropping the contact details on you is please, please, please call me, email me. There's just a general thing that I hear a lot and we on the NABS board hear a lot is that there's not a lot of contact sometimes and people don't hear from us. And I own that. That's true. I do not call everyone as much as I wish I did. I'm continuing to work on it and, believe it or not, do spend quite amount of time doing it. But if you have a problem or a question or a suggestion or would just like to talk about something, call me. I want to hear from people, and I hope that anyone you ask who has tried to be in touch, I'm responsive, and I'm looking forward to talking to people about their issues, whether it be building a student division in the state or an accommodations issue that a student is having and helping them get connected with the right people. I do want to hear from everybody, and same with the rest of the board. And the final note on this is if you're trying to be in contact with someone on our board and you're just getting radio silence and hearing nothing back, please let me know that, because that is something I need to know or it's never going to get addressed. So those are just my urgings, and I will give you my contact information here quickly. So if you want to email me, you can reach me at nabs.president@gmail.com. That's nabs.president@gmail.com. Or you can call me or text me on my cell phone, which is 608-332-4147. 608 from the great state of Wisconsin, 332-4147. And again, I'd just like to say thank you for the opportunity to be here, particularly Patty, Brianna, appreciate it, and look forward to working with all of you. Congratulations to everybody on the new board. I just look forward to the coming year. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you so much for being here. One person that I need to thank, of course, is Patty Chang. As Sean described, the relationship between IABS and our affiliate has been wonderful, in no small part to Patty. Everything you have done for IABS and for me personally, I appreciate it beyond words. Thank you so much, Patty. Our next order of business is to arrange our next meeting. It will be a conference call, as our meetings typically are. I know that it is November today. However, I would like to do another meeting at the end of November. That's putting us, we typically do our meetings on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. For all of our new board members, do Sunday nights at 7 p.m., are those a good time for you? Yes?
Yeah.
Yes. Nadia? Yes. Nick?
Last Sunday, yeah. November is the 30th.
Last Sunday is
Thanksgiving. That's the end of that weekend.
Okay, how about November 23rd?
November 23rd,
okay.
You might need to
November
go to the first Sunday.
16th?
That works.
What a, but at large.
It doesn't matter if you
yeah, if it conflicts
with. You can't always be around every meeting. And the 16th is not at large meeting.
No, the 9th is.
The 16th is not at large.
Yeah,
trust me,
it's
though.
The 9th. Okay.
Would we rather do November 16th? I don't want to push it to December 7th. Yeah, November 16th. All right, November 16th at 7 p.m. will be our next IABS call. Let me get the number for those of you.
Somebody here knows it.
805-360-1000. Code I am.
422.
Rihanna.
7.
Rihanna.
Yes.
I just wanted to encourage all members of the board to join the IAPS listserv. There are a lot of announcements, including reminders about the next meeting and things going on with the affiliate in general. I know that Patty uses that listserv, and I certainly would plan to continue. So
we also have a Facebook group, the Illinois Association of Blind Students. Please join it if you have not already. Listserv, Facebook group, yes, okay. And even if you are not a board member, I encourage everyone here to call in to our board meetings so you can hear upcoming business.
Brianna Savvy, to join the listserv, www.nfbnet.org. There are a couple hundred listed. The one you want is IABS-talk.
Everybody
get that? www.nfbnet.org.
I am dash talk. Does anyone need any information repeated?
Yes.
We now have all of in the minutes, and we have all of your contact information if you paid dues, so we will find you.
There is work for everyone to do, whether you're on the board or not.
Yes, there is. And that is all I have for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Second.
We have a motion to adjourn the meeting. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. You only have one opportunity. All right. Yes.